Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Now, we have much to learn from Saint Joseph as a model man, husband, and Christian. But what exactly does this verse mean? How is he just? And why does he make that decision? Now, Joseph is righteous, meaning he knows and follows the law of God as it was given to Moses and the Jews. And that law required that a woman who committed adultery should be stoned. At the same time, however, the Jewish faith greatly extolled the example of God's mercy. And in this passage, in this particular translation, the word yet, he was righteous yet unwilling, leads us to make some assumptions about what Joseph was really thinking. And really, that word could be translated as and, that Joseph was righteous and unwilling to expose her to shame. But of course, the real question is, what did Joseph really think about Mary's situation? Did Mary really not explain the situation to him? Did he not believe her? If he believed her, and if he believed that she had committed adultery and then lied to him about that, what makes him so eager to protect her? Now, there are two opinions on this. Some people believe that Mary did not tell Joseph, or that perhaps he didn't believe her, and so they assume that Jesus thought she committed adultery and that he was wrestling with the law. These people would say that Joseph was righteous, yet unwilling to expose her to shame. But on the other hand, there are saints like Jerome and Aquinas who seem to think that Mary told Joseph about the angel and that Joseph believed her and knew that she did not commit adultery. And their opinion is that Joseph wanted to divorce her quietly in order to humbly distance himself from something so miraculous, that his righteousness in this passage is really a great humility, a reverence, an awe, and even a fear of God. Now, these would say that Joseph was righteous and unwilling to expose her to shame because he wanted to distance himself without giving others the wrong impression, without causing any harm to her. But in a sense, could it not be a little bit of both of those ideas? Surely Joseph and Mary would have talked about this, and that Mary would have explained it. It seems unlikely to me that Joseph would assume that Mary is lying. And so I think he probably did assume, he did act out of some kind of humility. At the same time, Joseph is a human being, and there may well have been a little doubt in the back of his mind. He may have been hedging his bets a little bit. All human beings experience mixed motivations, uncertain opinions about what is going on. And by divorcing her quietly, Joseph was going to be in the clear either way. And he didn't risk hurting her in the process. So it seemed like a win-win. And if you look at the angel's message, this makes sense. The first thing that the angel says is, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. As if to address his concerns, his fear of being so close to something so wondrous and miraculous. But the angel also puts any doubt to rest by assuring him that it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. Like Joseph, when we are faced with mixed motivations, when we are unsure of what to believe about a given situation, we still have to make a decision. We have to respond to what we encounter. And we should learn from Joseph's approach. He is righteous. He is just. He is careful to avoid bringing harm to others from this decision. And he plans and he acts with a trust in God, And with goodwill and good intentions, Joseph is fundamentally open to God's guidance. And that is the key. Because seeing this, God sends his angel to clarify and correct his decision. It was his best shot, but it was the wrong choice. But it's okay. God does not leave us out to dry. If we are unsure and we act to the best of our ability, but we maintain that openness to the will of God, God will nudge us back on to the right path. Of course, the real trick is what Joseph does next. As soon as Joseph learns that his plan is the wrong one, he drops it. He hears God's will, and then he gets up and he does it.